Chapter 1. Craig Cutty, Scotland, late June 1817. Rourke, the Earl of Clarendon, led his limping horse toward a partially constructed building at the edge of the bustling village. The mare, the only horse available for hire at the inn he'd lodged at last night, went lame half a mile back. He rubbed her velvety muzzle. She blew into his hand. The poor beast had done her best. He should have ridden in his carriage the last leg of the journey from London. Yet he loathed being confined. It stirred childhood memories better left buried. He arched his spine, wincing as familiar tautness twinged from shoulder to hip. A man, his words indistinguishable, called to a lad standing in the building's doorway. The boy glanced over his shoulder.
"Aye, I will."
He bounded across the porch, then down the steps in front of the structure. A piece of straw poked from his mouth, and he wielded a riding crop in one hand like a sword. Rourke waved.
"A young chap."
With long strides, he closed the distance between them. Ducking his head, the lad yanked the knitted cap lower on his brow. The Scottish bonnet was too big for the boy to begin with, but tugged nearly over his eyes, he looked rather like Rourke's one-eyed old English sheepdog, Guinevere. The crop stilled. Shoulders hunched and eyes lowered, the youth removed the straw from his mouth. He tossed it onto the packed earth.
"Be you speaking to me, sir?"
"Yes, I need a horse. What's your name?"
Addy, sir."
The youth was taller and older than Rourke first thought, maybe as much as 5 and 10. Addy's voice was soft, and his brogue rather melodic for a lad that age. He appeared painfully shy, or perhaps embarrassed at being caught pretending swordplay. He had yet to lift his gaze from Rourke's dust-covered Wellingtons. Rourke scanned the busy street, searching for a livery stable.
"Where might I find a horse for hire?"
Gaze trained on the mare, Addy approached her instead of answering the question. He stood with his head cocked, assessing the horse. Rubbing the bridge of his nose, he leaned forward a fraction. Ire pricked Rourke at the lad's audacity. Rourke swiftly stifled his irritation. He wasn't expected. It was gauche to come for a holiday unannounced. But there was nothing for it. Whispering something unintelligible, Addy tucked the whip beneath one arm before running his hands along the mare's right shoulder. He squatted and trailed fine bone fingers to her ankle.
"I'd bet my sainted grandmother a bowed tenderness causing her pain."
Rourke quirked a half-smile in grudging admiration. Addy was right.
"You know something of horse flesh?"
Eyeing the tip of the crop, peeking from beneath the youth's arm, Rourke's smile faded. He never took a whip to his horses, or other animals for that matter. He had no respect for anyone who did. Addy shrugged, still hunkered over the mare's lower leg.
"Aye, a wee bit."
Rourke scrutinised him. He'd originally thought the boy a village urchin. The well-made breeches and fine boots Addy wore belied that assumption. His jacket hung loosely, but was of the highest quality, and unless he toted the whip around for amusement, he had a horse. Was he local gentry? Weren't the only aristocrats in the immediate area the McTavishes and Fergusons, both of whom resided at the castle? Rourke rubbed his brow. Was this boy one of them? Ewan McTavish, the Viscount Sethwick, had a brother about 6 and 10, and sisters too, didn't he? Blast! Rourke couldn't remember precisely what his stepsister Yvette had written, except that McTavish's mother and stepfather, Hugh Ferguson, along with a throng of other family members, lived at the keep. Removing his hat, Rourke lifted a crisp white handkerchief from his coat pocket. He dabbed his sweaty forehead. With one last wipe across his face, he folded the handkerchief before tucking it back inside his jacket. His fingers brushed the irregular scar on his forehead, one of many marring his body, as he swept his hair backward. He donned his hat once more. Despite his cap and coat, the lad didn't appear the least affected by the rising temperature. Lifting his gaze, Rourke examined what he could see of the flourishing township. No doubt Addy was the son of a prosperous merchant, and the structure was a... Rourke angled his head, studying the odd two-story building with its L-shaped additions.